68 this morning in the church. And I'm sorry I'm late. Get it started, y'all. Welcome to New Salem Baptist Church. Y'all stand and help us sing this song, please.
And this is a symbol of those that have fought and died for our liberty, for our right to stand in this church and worship Jesus Christ as we choose, you know, as he meant for us to. And so for all of you veterans who have served this country so faithfully and so honorably, we thank you. And so y'all join me in doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Brother Luther, will you lead us in prayer?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We're welcoming you all to New Salem Baptist Church. I didn't see the Sunday school report, so I'm just going to wing it based on what I've seen. You know, it's a holiday weekend. A lot of people tend to be out. But looking at it, we had like this many people here today, which is pretty good because I've seen some holidays that only had like that many people. And this many people are out. And I want to welcome, it looks like we've got about this many visitors coming in. And so we want to just really,
good job, Jay.
Want to really welcome y'all and just welcome y'all to New Salem Baptist Church. Glad to be here this morning. It's a wonderful day. Come out here and worship. Worship the Lord. Mark.
You got about this many,
about that many.
Well, I'll give you a report. We had a good Sunday school, amen. So how about that? Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Got a few things. If you weren't here Wednesday night, we had a special college conference concerning homecoming, and it has been changed to the last Sunday in September. Not the fourth Sunday, because sometimes five fall. So the last Sunday in September is it's going to be our homecoming. Got one graduate this year. Miss Brittany Dean will be graduating this Friday, May 31st, 7 o'clock, Dade County High School Gymnasium. So be praying for her. And the Dade County Singing Convention. Stand up, Brittany. He said stand up. The Dade County Singing Convention, they have their monthly singings here at New Salem, and we're glad to be able to do that and host them. And that'll be on June 21st. It starts at 7:30. They sing, have dinner, and so if you'd like to be a part of that, they'd be glad to have you. And if you bring food, again, remember no nut products of any kind. Vacation Bible School this year, July 15th through the 18th. That is a Monday through a Thursday. If you would like to sign up and help, there is a sheet on the table when you go out the door. Just sign your name, what you'd like to do. If you have any questions, get with Carolyn. She'll be able to answer them, and we need all that we can get. So we appreciate those that signed up. But if you'd like to help, just put your name down to help. And then on July 20th, Tim Lovelace and the Billy Gray Quartet will be performing for us. We'll get some comedy, some good singing, and a good gospel message. So spread the word, and then we'll be having food afterwards in the fellowship hall. And again, no nut products of any kind. Got nut allergies in our church, not just peanut, but tree nut allergies too. So be mindful of that. And again, if you're able to, park around back so we could keep the parking lot open for our visitors. And that'll be at 6:30 on July the 20th. Have any birthdays?
Faye.
Who?
Faye.
Faye had a birthday. Dave had a birthday. Frank's got a birthday. And I know we have one anniversary. Miss Bertha and Tally, 70 years.
Woo-wee.
70 years. What are you going to do first?
We'll do the birthdays first.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you.
If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing. We'll receive this morning tithes and offerings. Brother Bruce, would you ask God's blessing on our offering?
Amen.
countenance, page 345 in the other book, in the spirit. So let's do one verse of that. Let's give a moment to get on.
Amen.
He was as good a Christian as
I've ever known, and as fine a man, and I'm thankful for you who are visiting. If you didn't know Mr. Billy Gray, this is his legacy right here, really. I mean, he got friends here, and Billy was a man of God. He wasn't a preacher, but he would sing the gospel, and I wanted to remember Billy today, and I've had him on my mind. So. Let's do page 176.
Thank you. Some people don't know, he's just 93 years old.
Thank you. Mom used to sing it so. And she probably sang it prettier than anybody in the world when she was younger days and able to. But I miss her, and I can hear her singing it. It's a heart.
We know where she's singing it today, though, don't we?
Yeah. As soon as you start singing, I thought Mama, too, you know, that she sung that a lot of times. And Father Daddy all over the United States, you know. My daddy's fixed to be 90 year old. I reckon it's time at the head church, revival week, Mom was with him, you know, and cared us kids. You grow it all the way up, and I'm glad to say this morning, there's six of us and all of us in church, you know, that, and we ain't perfect kids. We grew up in life, and, you know, and got out of God's will and stuff, you know. I've said this time, my dad gave me a whipping when I was 18 year old for drinking. And I left for 2 years, got on starvation, finally come back home, you know. You think you got it bad, kids, at your mom and daddy, but you get out on your own, you find out what things is all about. And I said a few weeks ago, my old coach is sitting back there, Laurel, Rochelle, good people. Used to, I didn't take much of him when he was chewing me out when I was playing football, stuff like this time and time, you know. But I appreciate people like that kept me in school, you know, because I'd have quit. I wouldn't have, you know, if they hadn't tutored me and kept me in school, I'd have just went on down the road, you know. And people like that changed my life. And this, when I sang that song, where I brought back memories, my mama sang that song time and time again. And I'm going to see her one of these days.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's do the last verse.
Thinking about today. He knows they were hiring ahead.